Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Welcome back. As always, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for taking the time out of your busy day and listening to my podcast. I mean, it really means a lot. Time is your most valuable asset, your most precious asset. You can never get back, and you give me some of that, and I appreciate it. That really means a lot to me, so please know that I'm serious. I really appreciate it. It blows my mind that people actually listen to me, so thank you again. And if I have any new listeners, welcome. This is my little podcast that I do. It's about 20 minutes, and I just talk about the shit that's bothering me. This is like my 20th time restarting this, and I literally got like 14 minutes in, and my son came up here to use a bathroom, and I had to pause it, and I tried to come back, and it just totally killed my momentum. So I'm starting over, but I still have the energy to get through it. Quick note, I'm upset. This might be racist, everybody, but I have to say this. I'm mad that my landscaper was black today. I'm so mad that the dude that cut my grass was black. I wanted a white dude to cut my grass. I mean, I bought this seersucker suit, this big Dixie hat, you know, the big derby hat. I bought a rocking chair. I bought some lemonade. I was going to sit on my porch and just rock and watch this white dude cut my grass and just think about my ancestors and be like, man, we've come a long way. But no, as usual, a black dude had to come and fuck it up. So I bought all this shit for nothing. So they better send a white dude over here to cut my grass. But they are getting paid. That's the only thing that sucks. But hey, I just want to sit back, drink tea, and watch this white dude work in the heat while I don't do shit. That sounds racist, but it's funny. Let me get this out the way. Not get out the way. Let me do this first before I forget. My milestone. I didn't do one like the last 2 weeks. The milestone this week is I love watching my little boy start to connect the dots. He told my wife the other day, he goes, hey, Nana is my grandmother. I know y'all thinking like, well, duh. But yeah, it's just like he realized like, yeah, that's just her nickname, but this she's my grandmother. And then I asked him if he wanted to, well, I told him, I go, hey, Miles, we're going to get our haircut on Saturday. He goes like, I want to see Bobo. Let's get in the car. So he realizes like barber, haircut is Bobo, and we got to go get in the car to see him. I know it sounds silly, but if you have kids, it's just cool seeing them putting these little dots together, man. So it's cool. And I mean, I really enjoy it. It's such a joy. I picked the wrong time to like inhale and exhale really hard. Like it was hard for me to say that. And it's not. It really is. Yes, it's frustrating. But it's so fun to see this, you know, you get this infant baby that, quite frankly, it just looks human but doesn't act human for a while. It's kind of weird. But then to slowly see this personality develop and you see them become a little person. And I think this all the time. It's like I'm raising like this 2.5-foot version of my dad, and it's hilarious. Hilarious. So those are the milestones, and I'm going to jump right in. Man, 2016 is just claiming people left and right, but hey, it's like any other year, but we're going through it right now, so it seems like it's insane. We lost Kimbo Slice yesterday, or this early this morning. One, it was very recently. I don't know if it was like after midnight, but yeah, that's sad. 42, I don't know what that story is. I haven't really followed up on it, but I'm hoping it was wasn't anything like any foul play. You know, I've heard people saying, you know, he might have been on steroids or cocaine or something like that. But yeah, that's sad, man. 42 is not old at all, man. It's just like the stuff we do starts to catch up with you. I think I've mentioned this before on this podcast, how like life is just like this marathon, and you just fucking, you're young, you just come out the gate and people are doing drugs, you eat like shit. And then, you know, you're leaving all that stuff in the dust. And as you get older, you get slower. And next thing you know, the beer catches up, the fast food, the cocaine, the weed, the this, the that. It just depends on what you did the most. that catches up with you first. And for some people, it knocks you out for good. Other people, you know, you might fall and get up. But for some people, you don't come. You just lose. You know, you don't get to finish. Oh, I guess we don't. None of us get to fucking really finish the race. But you don't make it as far. I'll tell you that. So what else is going? Oh, man, Muhammad Ali. Man, huge loss. Unfortunately, not surprising. But, I mean, I could never, due to my age, fully appreciate what he did for the sport of boxing. Actually, just the world of sports. I mean, he was a global icon. What he did for civil rights, what he did for black people, I would never be able to fully, you know, appreciate that. But I've always been a fan as much as I could be. You know, I watched a lot of interviews that he had done over the years. Watched some of the fights. I mean, the dude was witty, funny, you know, good looking kid. Just had it. He just had it all. I mean, he was just a showman. And it's sad to see him gone. But man, it was rough seeing him. It was just rough seeing him in such shape. And there were times I felt like, man, they are really like, almost like pimping the guy out. He's doing all these appearances. He just didn't look well. And rest in peace to Muhammad Ali, man. This horrible. You know, guys had such a full life, but to see him go out like that was pretty tragic. I actually saw an interview with him that I had never seen before, and I really like it. And it made me think about something. And I'll explain. So the video is kind of entitled, not officially, but it's titled Muhammad Ali, how he feels about not all white people being racist, basically. And the guy's like, you know, but not all white people are racist, you know, Muhammad. So what do you say to that? He's like, this is what I tell you. And he goes, you know, say we're sitting in this room and there's 10,000 rattlesnakes wanting to come in here. 10,000 rattlesnakes, and you know, but 1,000 of them mean me no harm at all. They don't want to do it. They're nice rattlesnakes. They don't want to bite me. They don't want to kill me. He's like, so based on that, he's like, should I let all 10,000 of those rattlesnakes in based in the hope and pray that those 1,000 will surround me and protect me and tell all those other 9,000, hey, leave them alone? Or do I just close the door? And I was like, wow, that's kind of ironic. That's kind of weird. It makes sense, but I thought about it a little more, and it's frankly, it's kind of racist. Just be honest. But what's funny to me is the people that would watch that today and go, man, that's really racist, are the same people, ironically, who support Donald Trump and his idea that we should ban all Muslims from coming into the U.S. They think that's fine. You know, I even had, there's some baseball player talking about, yeah, you know, they say there's only, you know, 1% of Muslims are extremists, because those are the people who are really doing anything. Extremists. There's a billion Muslims. 1%, that's like a million. That's a million terrorists. That's a lot of terrorists. And it is. That's a lot of terrorists. They will watch the Muhammad Ali video and go, man, you know what? Hey, that's reverse racism. That is racist. That's what a lot of Republican people would say. That's racist. Now it's racist because they're the ones on the outside. They're the ones being left out. But when it comes to Muslims, it's completely justified. So I can't wait until I hear somebody else say we should ban all Muslims in the U.S. I'm going to use that Muhammad Ali quote just to hear them go, man, that's racist. And I'm going to go, but it's the same idea that you have, but somehow yours isn't racist. I just want to see what they have to say. And I love how people will attack black leaders back then or figures and go, man, but they were racist. It's like you're really calling, and I'm not condoning black people for having negative opinions of white people back in the 50s and 60s, but it's the fucking 50s and 60s, people. People act like Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X woke up and was like, you know what? I'm just going to hate white people. They've been so nice, but you know what? I don't like them. It's like, no, people are being lynched. They're burning schools. They're burning down churches. Little girls are getting killed. They're just murdering people, beating the shit out of people. They have a reason to probably not trust or like white people. And again, I'm not condoning it. It is racist. But let's not act like society was great. It's just like you're questioning the people who are being oppressed, the people who are beaten down, that are being slaughtered and treated like animals. You really want to call them out and you don't want to look at the other side. You don't want to see it. You don't want to look at the instigators. It's funny. People of color, we always have to take the high road. No matter what people do to us, we have to take the high road. Because as soon as you lash out, you're a fucking animal. Which is sad. So, rest in peace, Muhammad Ali. Moving on, I did mention Donald Trump. And I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but this whole Trump University thing is fantastic. This judge wants to continue this investigation about his lawsuit against the school, saying it was basically a scam. It really wasn't even a school. It was basically a cash grab, telling people to pretty much just prey on people who are in debt, basically. It was like a $1,500 school. In some cases, it was even more. And a judge decides, like, hey, we should proceed on with this whole thing. And Donald Trump was like, this dude's unfair. This judge is unfair to me. And I think it's because he's a Mexican. He's a Mexican judge. Go figure. A Mexican being mean to me. See what I mean? And he swears up and down the shit isn't racist. Does an interview, and Jake Tapper's like, why would you think his race has anything to do with his decision? I'm building a wall, Jake. I'm building a wall, you know. To stop Mexicans from, I'm building a wall at the border, Mexican border. What do you expect? He's Mexican. It's like, no, he's not. He's American. Well, he's part of his heritage. So funny. It's just like you hear all these Republican people. Why does he have to be Mexican? He needs to just do his job as a judge. His race shouldn't play into it. They're buying into Donald Trump pulling the race card, but. God forbid a person of color say, hey, I think this is racially biased. And it's just like, oh, there you go. This is a judge, for Christ's sake. He's a federal judge. I highly doubt he's racist. But they'll believe Donald Trump. You know, somehow the judicial system is unfair to a white billionaire, as always. You know, but the poor people of color, even just poor white people, just poor people in general get fucked over all the time. But hey. This guy's a federal judge, man. You got to respect his ruling. I mean, the guy's, come on. You just don't become a federal judge. Billionaire white guy doesn't get what he wants. Unfair. It's believable. Okay. And it's so funny to watch these pundits scramble, trying to redefine what racism is, trying to redefine if Mexican is even a race. Hilarious. Oh, Donald Trump, you know what's bad? When you got dudes like Newt Gingrich coming out and go, hey, man, you're doing too much. And I don't like that dude at all. I think he's a complete dick. Paul Ryan, same thing. It's like, this dude's out of control, but you picked him. This is who you want as our goddamn president. Ugh. Gotta love him. I had another point there, but for some reason it's left my mind. Oh, this is the other point. So it's just funny. They want this guy, hey, don't be Mexican. Be a judge. Put your job before anything else. Nothing matters. It's like, yeah, what about Kim Davis? She put her religion before her job. So you can put your religion before your job, but you can't put your race before your job? That's weird. Because you should just do your fucking job. You should just hand out wedding licenses or permits or whatever the fuck it is. It doesn't matter. See, Republicans, they would respect that. So another meme, now that I think about it, it goes, I can't afford to pay, you know, to support my five kids on a minimum wage job. Well, you shouldn't have five kids. I mean, what if this person's Catholic? That's against their religion to wear protection. What do you say about that, Republicans? He can't. It's his religion. What do you say about that shit? Nothing. Figured. So lastly, moving on to my last topic. Hopefully most of you guys are sports fans. The Warriors are just straight. They are straight up just destroying Cleveland Cavaliers. And I saw this picture. I saw it over social media. I even copied it and I shared it as well. It's a screenshot of Steph Curry, who is like the best player on the planet right now. Sorry, LeBron. And Kobe Bryant's retired, so Steph Curry is now the best player on the planet, in my book. And so it's Steph Curry on the court, and it's a shot of this woman who's, let's be honest, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. She's a fucking 15. She's standing there in this like in the front row. I don't even know what you call these tops, but it's just like a half top, and it's kind of like crisscrossed, you know, covering up her breasts. She's got like this yellow pencil skirt on. I don't even know if it's yellow. I don't know, yellow or blue, but she's wearing a Warriors color, Warriors colors. You know, light skinned chick, half top, fucking titties out, pencil skirt. She's got her stomach out. Her flat stomach out, and she's like holding a drink, and she's literally like has her tongue sticking out of her mouth, like licking her finger, eye raping the shit out of Steph Curry. And I'm like, you know what? I was like, this guy, that dude, he has to fight that every day. That is his life. He has to fight off women like that. 10s, 11s, 12s, 13s, 14s, all the way up to I don't even know what. Like I said, she's a 15. And then for NBA guys, I mean, that's just a run. That's average. That's just like, meh. Like 99% of dudes would like, they would get that girl's number and tell everybody like, yo, and no one would believe you. They get no one would believe you women all the time. He has to put up with that every day. I don't envy those guys, man. I really don't. I don't. I just, that's a tough life. He's like, dude's like 25 and he has to fight off these women every day. They're trying to find his hotel. They're trying to get into the stadium, the locker rooms, the buses. They probably beating on his front gate of his house. Social media. I mean, they're wearing. Look at the chick with the soccer player. She's wearing his jersey painted on her body. And then he has to act like he doesn't even know this shit's going on. I mean, it's been passed around probably a few million times. I know his wife is on social media. She's looking at this like, she's probably mad at him because she couldn't see his, where were your eyes at? She looking at you like that. What the hell face were you giving her? And it's like, look, man, we just beat LeBron James by 30. I don't even know who this chick is. I have no idea. You sure you don't? It's just, I don't envy it. I truly don't. I don't know. I'm getting so much trouble for this section of this podcast, but I don't, and it's sad. No one will call these women out. It's always the dude's fault. It's like, you know, that man is married, but yet here you are straight up. I mean, just busted eye raping this married man in front of millions of people on TV. And I can guarantee you, if he would have walked to that second row and was just like, yo, I need some top right now, she would do it in front of 30,000 people. No shower, She would do it. She would do it. So I do not envy those guys at all, man. So I think the game three is on right now. So, oh, should I hit 20 minutes? But thanks for listening. There's a show. That's a show. Hit me up on my email if you want questions or whatever. Hey, drop me a line. Say what's up. You hate the show. You like the show, whatever. At negropleaseradio@gmail.com. That's the show, everybody. Peace out. See you next week.